Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. The number, 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life right now, or to get a quick but thoughtful answer to your questions. The phone lines are open. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had a wonderful program yesterday. At the end of the broadcast, Eddie called, and he had a question about struggling with sin. He just didn't seem to find a way to get victory over that.
Right.
And, you know, he's prayed, he's read the Bible, he's done all the things that he knows to do, and yet he's still defeated. And at the end of the broadcast, we talked to him about the gospel message and how it's more than just forgiveness of sins. It's actually receiving life. And Eddie received the Lord yesterday afternoon. It was a wonderful moment as far as our radio program is concerned. And we know that when that happens, when somebody, you know, makes themselves vulnerable, you know, shows what their real heart condition is, and then humbly receives Christ, there are other people out there listening that do the same thing. So if you were listening to Eddie yesterday, if that gospel message touched your heart in such a way that you prayed along with Eddie to receive Christ, we want to know about that.
Sure.
We would love to hear from you, and we've got some wonderful resources, the same resources that we sent to Eddie, we would like to send to you. So if that is the case for you, would you contact us? You can do so by phone, 844-412-2742, mm-hmm. 844-412-2742. Just tell Billy that you prayed to receive Christ along with Eddie, and we will get all the information to you. Yeah. Or you could send email to us.
Sure.
And the email address is very simple. It's bob@basicgospel.net.
Yeah.
bob@basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you, to welcome you into the family of God, to rejoice with you, and also send you some materials. But that was just a wonderful, wonderful broadcast yesterday. And the question is one that we all struggle with. You know, how do we win this battle, win this struggle against sin? You know, we've talked about Romans 7, the things that we want to do, we don't do. The things that we don't want to do, we do anyway. That's where so many of us live each and every day of our lives. And it's just this fight against sin.
Yeah.
And I think the scripture tells us to quit fighting against sin and start trusting Jesus. He's the one that has already won the battle, and we've seen that through his death, burial, and resurrection. Sin is the cause of death. The wages of sin is death. Jesus suffered that punishment, but he came out of the grave. He has been raised to life, and through his resurrection power, we can experience victory in our day-to-day life. How do we do that? The simple plan is by grace through faith in Jesus. Where we get stuck in the mud, where we get trapped in that struggle, is trying to defeat sin through human effort. You know, we get up and say, you know, I am not going to be angry today. I am not going to do this, or I am not going to do that. And boy, you've just committed yourself to being pure, being free from that sin. And all Satan does is says, now what are you not going to do today? Well, I'm not going to be angry. And soon you're just thinking so much about that sin, you just explode with anger, or you just go ahead and do what you say that you're not going to do. Why? Because you're approaching it in the wrong way, through human effort. And Paul said this, you foolish Galatians. Ouch, that hurts.
Yes.
That hurts. He said, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh, or by human effort? Human effort is not strong enough, powerful enough to defeat sin. Jesus is the only one who can do that. He's come to live inside of us. If we will simply trust him and let our focus be on living by faith in Jesus, walking in dependence upon him, we will see victory in our lives. That's what Jesus has guaranteed.
Indeed he has. And you've tuned into Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us, everybody. The lines are wide open. We want to hear from you on this edition. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Brad.
Bradley, how are you?
How y'all doing? I called in about one thing, but after hearing about Eddie, you know, after the phone call yesterday, I'd like to speak, Eddie, just a little bit, and that is, I've been doing this, you know, living in Jesus for, 54 years. I didn't really start walking with him till about 41 years ago, but I can guarantee you, Eddie, that God does have the answer for our sin. It's called growing in grace, and I can guarantee you, Eddie, I still grow in grace every day, but I have learned to say no to most of my sin. But, you know, Eddie, after 54 years of this or 41 years of this, I still struggle with some sin, with sins. But it's a lifelong thing that God's going to take us through. And when God said he is saving us, our spirits, we're saved spiritually, we're ready to go to heaven, but he's saving us from our flesh that we still live with, and that's going to continue forever. So just be guaranteed and encouraged, Eddie, that it's a quick process right now for some things. Other things, it's going to take time, but it's going to happen, and I just encourage you to thank God you're in the best place now. To where it can happen.
Well, Brad, that's the whole point, is being in Christ and learning this new way of life. We've just lived by human effort, for so long, and that just is familiar to us. We pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We try harder. We do more. We double down on effort when things don't go well. That's just the human way apart from Christ Jesus. That's why faith is such a foreign concept to us. But that's the life that God has called us to, a life of faith in Jesus Christ. And so as we continue to grow in our understanding of who he is, as we continue to grow in our understanding of his great love for us, that familiarity with faith just deepens within us. And so we learn that our struggle against sin, a struggle against the temptations of the world, isn't won through human effort. It's won through reliance on Christ Jesus. And so that's the way of life that God has called us to. That's actually the will of God. If we want to know what the will of God is for us, it's simply this: to trust Jesus. We see that in salvation. What's the will of God for those who are lost and dead in sin? It's to trust Christ, to respond to that grace and be made alive together with Jesus. Now that somebody's fully alive in Christ, what is the will of God for that person? Simply to trust Jesus, to allow the resurrected life to be lived out in their day-to-day experience. And that all comes by grace through faith in Jesus. Okay.
And one thing real quick, if I could, the other day we talked about Philippians 2:12, and so many people, and this may be encouragement to many people, they read Philippians 2:12 and they see the first word of work. Work out your salvation. Well, you know what? If you go to 13, it's telling you who's really doing that work. And it's when you look at salvation, which is really the life of Christ, what God's wanting us to trust him in to do is to work out the life of Jesus Christ with awesome reverence. And the word trembling, I don't know about the Greek and everything, but that is what happens to me when God overwhelms me with his love, his peace, his joy. Because truly, what's God wanting to work out of us? His love and all those fruits that he puts in us to bear are the makeups of that love and as God acts out through us. So I just encourage everybody to look at the Word of God, not in what it's telling you to do, but telling you what God is doing.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thanks as always for your call. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Plenty of open lines, friends. If you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, give us a call, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open, plenty of time remaining, 844-322-2742. Guys, a question from Kelly, who writes to us from Tampa, Florida, says, how do we pray continually or without ceasing, as written in 1 Thessalonians? She says, I know it's just talking with the Lord and is Spirit-led, but how do we prevent continual prayer from turning into work?
Well, I think we have to understand the real definition of prayer, or what exactly prayer is. It is not a religious ritual that we're supposed to engage in. It's just communication with God. It's simply conversing with God. We've been invited into a relationship with him. That's the purpose of the gospel, so that we could know him, so that we could be known by him. So Christ, when he died on the cross, the curtain was torn from top to bottom, indicating the way into God's presence was now available to us. So we have this relationship. We're in Christ. Christ is in us. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year reality. We're in Christ. Christ is in us. We have access to him all the time. And so the Bible is just saying, be in constant communication with your Heavenly Father, because he's in constant communication with you through his Spirit. So it's this conversation, this ongoing conversation that you have. It's not a formal thing, although, you know, there are moments in life, moments in each day where you just want to pause and just, you know, express your heart to the Lord. But there's other times as you're just going through your day, you're just constantly communicating with them. And I think that's what it means to pray without ceasing. I don't think we need to complicate it any more than that. We always go with the KISS principle, keep it simple. And when we do, I think we can see the power of what these things really are. We invest too much into prayer, or in other words, we expect too much out of prayer, that, you know, it's going to change our circumstances, we're going to move the hands of God, we're, you know, all of these things that we've heard, instead of just resting in the fact that it's simple communication with the Lord. And when we communicate with him, it really changes us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and the cool part about this constant conversation is that it's not churchy at all. I mean, you might be talking to him about a book you're reading, or a TV program you're watching, or you see a bird you haven't seen for a long time when you're out walking on a trail someplace. It's just regular, everyday stuff, just like you would talk to your best friend. You never have any trouble talking to your friends. Jesus is a better friend than they could ever be.
Yeah.
And so just share everything.
Yeah, but the thing about him, you know, versus your friends, is he has the power.
Yes.
And so if you're in trouble, I mean, if your heart is anxious and you're carrying the cares of the world on your shoulders, you know, prayer is just one of those ways you can release those to him.
Yes.
Trusting him to carry out his promise to work all things together for good. And so there's certain aspects of it that, you know, it's just incredible that we have the opportunity to share our hearts with the God who spoke this world into existence, knowing that he cares for us, that he has our best interests at heart, and that he will carry out his promise to work things together for our good.
Absolutely. Well, again, friends, still time on the clock, and we'd love for you to pose your question. If you've been holding on to it, no need to do that. Just give us a call right now. We'd love to hear from you and discuss your question or your particular issue. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Bob Christopher's here. Richard Piper's here. I'm Bob Davis, and we want you to be here as well. You know, there are several ways to maintain contact with Basic Gospel every day, and one of the newest and one of the best, of course, is our app. And you can download it now from the Apple App Store. Offers multiple options. It works with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and the Android devices, and we hope you will go there and download it today. It's ready now, and it's free in the App Store. Well, guys, a question from Frank in Modesto, California, says, I've heard pastors and Christian people saying he or she went back into the world. What exactly are they saying? My understanding on that is that once you're saved, you're always saved. So what is your take on that?
Well, he's right. I mean, God has rescued us out of the world system, and he has placed us into the kingdom of his son. Colossians chapter 1 speaks of that. So we have a new citizenship. Our citizenship is now in heaven. We are children of God. We represent God as his ambassadors here in this world today. Yes. So that is a forever transaction. It's an eternal transaction. So once we're in Christ, that's where we're going to be forever. Once we're in the kingdom of God, that's where we're going to be forever. Now, in our minds, we can go back to the world system. Mm-hmm. We can engage in worldly thinking. We can engage in worldly activity, but we're doing so as a child of the light. And so when we engage in those activities, I think we see something about them that we didn't see when we were lost. I think the light of God's life in Jesus shines brightly on that type of thinking and those types of actions and attitudes. And we come to the conclusion, we don't belong there. That's not for me anymore. I've been rescued from that. And so when somebody engages in worldly thinking and engages in worldly activities, we can count on the Spirit of God to shine his light. Just, he is light, doesn't have to shine it, doesn't have to click on his flashlight. Just he is light, and that light is going to expose those things for what they are. We're going to look at it and say, that's worldly. Yeah, and I don't belong there. I'm not a part of that kingdom anymore. I'm a part of God's kingdom. And change starts to take place. So we can count on that. So when somebody says somebody's going back to the world, I think it's in their thinking and in their behavior.
Yeah. We love hearing from you, our listeners. If you'd like to drop us an email question, we would love to address it for you. You can do that by simply dropping an email to bob@basicgospel.net. It doesn't get much simpler than that, bob@basicgospel.net.
And we would love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas, to Gwen, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Gwen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to get in. I have been struggling with my faith. I have made a mess of my life financially and with my career. I was at a job for 25 years, and I was laid off in December 2010, and I've had a couple of good jobs that I left for what I thought would be something better because I've been trying to find my way. I'm currently in a position where I don't understand what's going on. Not all of the wheels are rolling in the same direction, and I feel frustrated. I feel anxiety. I feel constant disarray when it's time to go to work. I can't even relax on the weekends because I know I have to go back to this job that I don't understand what I'm doing. And on top of that, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm a contract employee. I don't have benefits, and I've spent all of my savings that I have, and I'm trying to find my faith. I'm trying to find my way in the Lord, and I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, Gwen, let me ask you that: this, do you know for sure that you've come to Christ by faith, that you've responded to the gospel message and have been made alive together with Jesus?
I believe I have.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that experience. Tell me a little bit about your story.
Well, I'm a believer. I believe in God. I believe Jesus Christ came and died for my sins. I believe in that with everything in me. I feel like I intellectually know who God is, but I don't always feel that personal connection.
Okay. Well, let's start right there, Gwen. First things first, so to speak. Exactly why did Jesus come? And he made an incredible statement, and John recorded that for us in his gospel, chapter 10, says that Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So there was something wrong with us, Gwen, and what was wrong right. with us is that we were dead spiritually. And that was passed on to us from our parents, and their parents passed it on to them. And as we work it all the way back, we go all the way back to Adam and Eve. They're the ones who introduced sin and death into this world, and that impacted all of us. So when we when we're born, we come into this world, our parents are filled with excitement over us, and then we're filled with excitement as we grow, and then things start to show up. We start to lie, and we start feeling guilty over that, and we start asking questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And things just don't seem to be matching up, and we figure out something's wrong, and we don't know what it is. Well, what's wrong is the fact that we're dead spiritually. And so right. the first thing about the gospel is this, that Jesus came that you might have life. And he guarantees that life because he took away all your sins, Gwen. He died in your place. He took the punishment you justly deserved so that you could receive life and to be made alive together with Christ. So, Gwen, if that has never happened, if you have never come to that point where you've received Jesus as your life, that's where you want to start. That's the first thing. And that's where that connection with God really takes effect. If you're just, intellectually agreeing with the gospel, you haven't connected with Christ. And so I'm encouraging you to make that connection today. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like to receive Christ as your life right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just pray with you, okay? And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to pray, and I just ask you to pray along. So when I say something, you just repeat it, okay?
Okay.
And it's not this prayer that saves you. It's Jesus that saves you, right? It's Jesus that's the
right.
one that's going to make you alive. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Gwen, can you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord?
Yes.
Okay. Can you say that?
Jesus is Lord.
Do you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
Yes, I believe in my heart.
Okay. Well, then let's just receive him into your life. Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiving my sins.
Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for being raised back to life.
Thank you for being raised back to life.
So that I could have life right now.
So that I could have life right
now. And I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Gwen, thank you for your call today. And
yeah,
we just
awesome.
Yes. We rejoice with you. This good news is going to make a difference in your life. You hold on to the line. We'll get back with you. We're going to send you some information. And we're right here in Dallas, Texas with you, and we want to connect to you and help you in this journey, okay? You hang on.
The blessings just keep on coming, friends. They just truly do. You know, the love of Jesus, it's what we talk about here on this program every day, and it's our purpose to make his love known, to help people hear, believe, and live in the abundance of his love, his grace, and his life. Many of you have given to support this message through the years, and we appreciate you so much. And we would love for you to continue to support this broadcast and this message of God's love in Jesus Christ. And we encourage you to go online and just click donate at any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. You can hear the importance of keeping the good news coming. We're out of time for today, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.